Okay, I'll start with the injuries. Brett Good had a blow to the head, did not return. Brett Swain had a bruised knee, and he did return. With that, I'll take your questions. I really didn't watch the actual punting during that particular play. I was really watching the protection because of having a new snapper in there. But that's definitely something we'll evaluate tonight and tomorrow and make sure we do our due diligence.
Did you like what Matt Flynn did
tonight? I'm sorry?
Did you like what Matt Flynn did?
I like Matt Flynn. I thought Matt has put together a fine preseason, and I thought he did a really good job of keeping us in good place tonight at the line of scrimmage. I thought he missed some throws early in the game. He didn't have to quite have his feet set. But I thought overall for his three quarters, he did a very good job.
Did Joe call the plays?
I'm sorry? Joe Philbin called the offensive plays tonight. And I thought he was a juggernaut, and I'm not going to let him do it again because he's too good.
Jason Cherry did what?
Well, Jason, I need to watch the tape. And that's you always start number one anytime you're in a perimeter position, you're handling the football. You know, the ball security. It was not a positive, but I thought he did a pretty good job of making the first guy miss. And I don't know, from the view that I had, I don't know how many opportunities we really gave him as far as the blocking unit in front of him. So we'll take a close look at that.
Do you think you have enough information to make a sound decision there, or are you a lot of guesswork?
We have a lot of information, and from that we have to make a decision. So would you like to have more in some instances? I don't really view it that way. We came into Kansas City to win the football game. We came here to make sure we gave a lot of people as many opportunities as we possibly can. I felt we accomplished that. The offense played 70-plus plays tonight. Defense had an opportunity to play against a no-huddle. Offense had an opportunity to play against the Wildcat. Our special teams unit was able to. We got more reps in the punt, punt protection in the punt contest. So I feel like we've maxed our opportunities out with the four preseason games, and from that we'll make the right decisions.
I'm talking about Cherry specifically. Is there enough?
I'm not picking any roster tonight. I'm not going to get into the roundabout questions. So we'll evaluate it and we'll make the decisions. But I felt that we gave him opportunities that he did not have prior to this game. And with that, we'll evaluate it and we'll see where we are.
Mike, the next couple of days for you?
Tough. I think it's the worst time of year for me personally and for our whole personnel staff. And coaching staff, we spent a lot of time with these players. You fall into these players. I thought it was the most competitive camp, and from a personnel standpoint, and just the whole environment that's created down there on Nitschke Field. Very pleased with the process. I think training camp is the final chapter of a process that starts in March, and I like the amount of work that was done. I like the way it was done, and the information that we're able to gain out of that. So with that, we'll form our 2010 team, and I'm excited to get to Monday, but. Between now and then, they're tough days for everybody.
Mike, how did it come that Good, when he got hit, looked pretty wobbly. He stayed in and snapped the next two, and then you guys removed him. Did he get worse as the game went on?
Well, it's a doctor evaluation. I know they got to him right away, and then he was able to go. I think it was two more players after that, and the doctors felt that he was no longer, it was time for him to go. So it's a cut-and-dry system. If it's a medical decision, they don't play. There's never any ifs and buts and whats.
What would have been the decision with Rodgers and Woodson and Clifton, and how you feeling about getting out of here with all your starters and all that tonight?
Clearly a coach's decision, and it's something I think about all the time, and I feel we came out of the game relatively healthy. Tomorrow morning always gives you the true picture of where you are as a health team, as a healthier football team. Frankly, with the locker room being kind of small and having a 75-man roster and the ability to have better treatment at home, our setup there was, all those type of factors factor in the decision of leaving the number of players home that we did.
Mike, you ready?
Oh, we're ready. I have no choice, so we're ready.
Mike, where's Will with his team?
He's having a lot of, he's had a setback, and so we'll have more information. When we get back. So hopefully he's had productive rehab the last couple of days.
So he could, this is potentially somewhat serious.
He's coming off of major surgery, and if you sat in on the doctor meetings, this all falls in the normal protocol of a particularly a perimeter player that had a significant injury to his knee. So he's going through a tough spot right now.
How do you do that? Do you guys do the cuts? I mean, do you do a lot of face-to-face stuff? I mean, do you want to sit down with the players?
Talk to every single player that's been released in my time here.